All right, you come to, and you are in an all-white space.
Oh, fuck.
Nothing but pure, almost blankness surrounds you
Yeah.
on all sides.
Yeah.
For a second, it
I
doesn't
already don't like this.
feel like you're floating, but it
Yeah.
like looks like when you look down at your shoes, you're like, oh
I'm
fuck, like.
suspended. I'm not standing on anything. I'm not like
Right.
supporting myself on my feet.
Yeah.
I'm
It's almost like
floating, but I'm not moving. I'm just suspended
you're
on
just
there.
sort of there, almost in a room without walls.
Yeah.
Behind you, you kind of hear this like
Yeah.
what do you
Like
do?
water into a puddle of water.
Yeah.
Okay. I look for the drop. I look in the direction of the sound.
So you turn around and standing in front of you
Motherfucker.
is this guy. He's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's dressed like a clown. He's got like
Yeah.
a one of those like clown noises or noses and shit. And
Yeah.
he's holding a balloon.
Yeah. A balloon.
Yeah. And when you as odd as this the sight of this 8 foot tall clown is, you realize the balloon is a little bit stranger because the balloon actually has your face like
Yeah, on the balloon. It's my face.
on this.
Horrifying.
Yeah. And the only color you realize in the entire this entire realm wherever you are is just the like the clown's outfit and that beautiful blue balloon with your face on.
The balloon is blue.
Yeah, it's a blue that you haven't seen since you were a boy.
What?
When you
How do I just suddenly miss on a specific shade of blue that I was previously familiar with?
it's a shape. It's something that you just had forgotten, I guess. Where like when you were growing up, back in Illinois, you know,
Back home, Illinois. He's a down on country boy.
you remember
Mr. Cokie.
you went to a birthday party of this like neighborhood kid who you didn't necessarily you weren't like friends with him, but he was just like a kid in the neighborhood, so you went to his birthday party. You know what I mean? This kid, his name was Wallace Crud.
Wallace
And
Crud.
yeah, you went to
How do you
the
spell
crud.
crud?
See,
Is it with a K or a
just
C?
C
Traditional
R
crud.
C R U D, but the R is backwards like corn.
Jesus. Yeah.
So you went to
That
the
sucks. Why am I going to this kid's birthday
cruds
party?
because the crud family, they're fine. They live in the neighborhood and the kid's about your age, so you know, you go to the party. And at the party, it was fairly uneventful, you know, just like a normal party. There was a cake, there were party games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You guys ordered pizza. You guys watched Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Man, they got a whole room of kids to sit down and watch a movie
You guys
without like
watched.
hell breaking loose.
No, you guys actually watched in like rapt silence.
Really?
Yeah, because you
I
had
mean, it's a
guys, you
pretty
guys.
good sequel, you know? As far as sequels go, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. When it gets to the part at the end where like Vanilla Ice shows up, you just
Yeah,
start
the
like
ninja
bob
rap.
you just start bobbing your
Oh,
head to the ninja rap.
yeah,
You couldn't
dude,
help
I
it.
was into that.
Yeah.
I was so into that.
After that day, all the kids at school called you ninja rap.
Wait, I
And
wasn't the only one though. Everybody liked that. Are you kidding me? I wasn't like
when
it
you
wasn't like I was an outlier. That thing swept the nation.
whenever you're like, hey, Miss Teacher, can I use the bathroom? They'd be like, hey, go
No.
ahead, ninja rap crap. He's gonna go take a ninja
What?
rap crap. Yeah, they all like laugh at you, the kids. And so,
So wait, the teacher said I was gonna go take a ninja rap crap.
no, the kids would say it. They would like
The
call
kids would
out.
say it.
Yeah, they'd call out at you as you
That
walk down the hallway.
sucks.
For whatever reason, the hallways of your elementary school, it's almost like they were designed to echo like children's voices. So when you like when they like one kid says like he's gonna take a ninja rap crap, it like follows you the entire way that you walk to the bathroom,
I just hear it the whole time.
the entire time.
And it doesn't observe traditional rules of speed of sound.
Doesn't appear to. So anyway,
It goes as fast as me having to take a shit and walk. That's fucking stupid.
like it doesn't
That's
matter,
insane.
like it doesn't matter if you like run, if you like walk, if you like waddle, it doesn't really matter. It's going to be the same level of speed.
It's following me. It's like a rain cloud over my head.
Except it's ninja rap crap. So that day that you discovered ninja rap for the first time was also like I said, this birthday party that you went to. And other than that, the birthday party was fairly uneventful. But
Sure.
when they served him his birthday cake, they had this like a blue frosting.
Wallace crud.
And they
Happy birthday.
wrote, so it was blue frosting, and then in black letters, like black like frosting letters, they wrote on it, "Have a crudtacular birthday."
Yeah,
The
people ask for
shade
dumb shit like that.
of blue of that balloon with your face on it, it's the exact
No,
same
come on.
shade of blue as that blue frosting that you saw, those decades ago. So you kind of look at it and you're
The color
like,
lost to time. And
yeah,
then I'm
it's
suddenly rediscovering it in
here in
this
this.
fucking weird dimension with an 8-foot-tall clown and a balloon with my face on it with the exact same color of that fucking icing.
And you look up and you see that there's like blood coming out of the like the eyes of the balloon, and that's like making the
Great.
drip noise on the
Oh,
ground.
okay. It's just my blood. My blood leaking from my eyes from this balloon.
And so you kind of look at it for a second, and you almost forget the clown that's standing there,
How?
because you're
How?
so because you have this like memory flashback of that day that you discussed that
I'm
you first heard
fucking
Ninja Rap.
terrified. Matt, I'm terrified. I'm suspended in a veil of nothingness. And then I look, I hear a sound, which turns out to be my blood leaking from my eyes from a balloon. That's the color of a blue that I haven't seen since I went to this fucking child's birthday party that was apparently very traumatic and the seed moment of a lot of trauma in my life.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
I'm
all
fucking
floods back.
terrified.
You kind of had forgotten about most of that. Like the ninja rap crap stuff, you definitely had forgotten.
That fucking sucks. That all sucks.
And the clown looks at you and he goes, "Hello, Aaron. My name is Dreamy Dan,
Dream
ruler
ruler
of the
of the
dreamscape.
dreamscape.
And welcome
Oh no.
to the fairy tales of the soul." The balloon pops. You wake up. You're like, "That was kind of weird." The memory of the
Yeah.
dream kind of like fades though, as you kind of like vault out of bed.
Oh.
You
Like an Acme cartoon, just like boing.
yeah, basically, yeah. You actually have like you recently you gotten this is a few years down the road. You get into like having like you're like a very springy bed. You know,
Okay.
it's there's so many springs in it that it feels like you're in, and they're all different shapes and sizes. It feels like you're in a waterbed.
How many springs are we talking?
Oh man, you actually like recently upgraded to have even more spring technology in your mattress. So there's probably about 300 springs.
Of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, and that's just like the one angle. There's like even more going in every which way. It is Spring City in your fucking bedroom these days, dude.
Oh man.
So you
Sounds like overkill.
well, you'd think that, and you definitely like your friends kind of got a little worried about you for a while there, but
What?
you just kept spending all your money on these springs. And but you know,
That would be concerning.
yeah, but in all honesty, it's really not that big a deal. It's like at first people were just weirded out because, you know, you never had any money to go out, so everyone just thought you were using drugs, but you're
Oh,
just buying
okay.
springs. Yeah. And it
Okay.
turns out so everyone's like, "All right, whatever. Like, that's sorry." Like everyone's, you know, kind of embarrassed that they judge you so harshly. They actually called the cops on you, your friends.
Why? Why would they call the police on me? When it's like a
Because
safety check thing?
they thought you were using drugs, and they wanted you to learn a lesson.
My friends thought that I was using drugs. So my friends called the police on me because I was breaking the law by using drugs. That's what you're telling me happened? My
Yeah, they want.
friends.
Well, it's sort of like a this is your wake up call. You know, we're gonna call the cops on you.
Man, that sucks. That sucks really bad.
Yeah,
I would
the
feel
day that.
very betrayed.
Yeah, and
Very
you know,
betrayed.
you forgive your friends, eventually. It does take some time, but the day that it actually happened, you remember, it really stuck out in your mind because, you woke up that morning and you do what you always do since you've gotten into the springs. You kind of like press down as hard as you can onto your bed, and you spoink spring out of that fucking.
How much money would you say I've spent on this mattress? Like full in, how much do I have invested in this mattress?
$15,000.
Are you fucking kidding me, Pat?
Well, this is why, we're also worried.
Because that's like a big chunk of a down payment on a home somewhere, not where anybody else lives. You know, like that's like a
Right.
fucking used car.
So you kind of think that to yourself.
$15,000, that's what I spent on a fucking mattress. How many upgrades do I have in
You
this? How
think
many
that to
times do I
yourself?
upgrade the springs?
Oh, I mean, you've lost count at this point. A lot.
Is this like a fucking refill, like a monthly, is this like a spring subscription situation here?
Oh, I mean, it's more than monthly. I mean, for a while there, you were going around to different spring shops like throughout the greater Los Angeles area. Like
There
you
are
were
spring
looking.
shops in the Los Angeles area now.
There's shops for everything in LA. You kidding me? City of Angels. So,
Lonely as I am, together we cry.
you spring out of bed that morning, and you
That
kind of do this
sucks.
move where you spring out of bed and you land on your knees and like slide on your knees all the way to the
A
bathroom.
power slide out of sleep.
You do what you always do every morning. You
Oh no.
spring out, you power slide all the way to the bathroom, and you grab like a your like toothbrush. You brush your teeth as you're sliding. Like I'm telling you, there's a lot of spring in this fucking bed, dude. So there's a lot of power behind you as you slide on those knees, those greased up knees of yours.
Why
Every
they're
night,
greased up?
because every night before you go to sleep, you just like coat your legs in like grease and like oil and shit so you can slide all along the ground.
Oh, Pat.
It's a thing that you always wanted to do. Like you would see it in like
No,
movies
it's
and
not.
shit
It's not a thing
growing
I've
up.
always wanted to do. Okay, because I'm almost 40 and I've never wanted to do that my whole fucking life. I've never wanted to grease my legs up the night before so I can spring out of bed and slide across my floor.
So it's not necessarily so when you would grow up, you'd watch these movies where like people slide on their knees like party animals and stuff, and like you can't really do that in real life, So you're like, oh man, if I ever have the means to do so, when I grow up, I'm just gonna slide on my knees everywhere. Like one day, like as you kind of got older, you remembered that and you were like, oh yeah, you know what? I've got the means. So you grease up those fucking knees and legs of yours, and you spring out, you slide down the hardwood floor. You grab that toothbrush, you just clean those fucking chompers on the way to the bathroom. You're sliding, and you kind of have it set up. You moved your bed to like do this to get a better angle, to get like a better shot at the bathroom. So you're kind of at this strange angle when you sleep, but it all works in the morning because you spring out, you slide down that fucking hallway, that long, dark hallway.
Sucks.
You slide
I hate
down,
this.
you have it perfectly timed so that right when you're about to like hit the bathroom, right, you like whoa, like kind of like jump out of your knees and just land right on that fucking toilet seat.
Oh, man.
You pull your pants down like in midair as you jump, pants down and you land and you're like ready.
That door just shitting.
Yeah, you land, you shit, and like the door closes. You don't even have to fucking like touch it.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty cool, but it feels like my knees would be all calloused up, like my legs would hurt. I feel like I'd be bruised. And like my floor would be covered in grease now. Like always covered in grease. Because I'm doing this again, as you said, every single night. My floor would be, my long dark hallway would be coated in grease.
So luckily it's your own bathroom. It's like a private bathroom.
Nobody would live with me, Pat. I guess I've got grease all over the fucking floor.
Well, no one ever has to go down that hallway. And it's kind of a creepy hallway anyway. It's like the scary hallway of the house for sure.
Yeah, it's because it's covered in grease.
What's also
you're
like
slip
long
and fall if you fucking go down it.
It's long and dark, and like sometimes
why is it dark? How am I not illuminating the slipperiest hallway in the house?
The thing that is kind of strange about it is that it's only long when you're heading towards there. After you
are
get to the bathroom,
serious?
When you like stop, like after you're done, you open the door to go back. Like the hallway is just like a normal hallway, like a normal like length or whatever. So it's only one direction. So you, So you spring out of bed. Anyway, so you do that. You do your normal, regular thing. You spring out of bed. You take your big dump. Door closes. When you open the door, this time, instead of it just being like the normal hallway that it is, there's like a bunch of cops, like guns drawn.
Why?
Because
what
your
the
friends,
fuck?
your friends called the cops. And they're
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's right. Because I was doing drugs. My friends called the cops because I was doing drugs.
They're like, where are the drugs, Aaron? You're like, what? And then like one of the cops goes whoop and like slips on the like the grease that's on the on like the hallway ground or whatever and like falls. And when he falls, and like luckily no one was hurt, luckily, but when he falls, his like gun goes off and it like knocks your like hits like your belt or whatever, and your pants fall down and you're wearing a white boxers with red hearts on them. And
oh,
so,
no.
Which was like, yeah. And then, like, they're
for humiliated.
Yeah. And this.
I mean, humiliated in front of a bunch of cops.
Yeah. One of them takes a picture and, like,
what's
on Facebook?
Hey, is that your personal cell? I'm gonna FOIA request that. I'm gonna go get a FOIA request on that phone.
So,
don't
anyways.
Delete it.
So you had a, kind of had this humiliating moment.
Yeah, it's fucking humiliating, Pat.
But you're, whatever. You like the springs in your bed. Big deal,
Did they arrest me?
No. I mean, it's a misunderstanding. You explain yourself. You show them the bed with the springs in it. And they're like, okay. And one of them goes like, I should put you under arrest for being a real character. Sticks out his hand. He goes, hey, Sergeant Gnomes, good to meet you.
You're not shaking his fucking hand. One of his officers just shot my pants to the ground. Right?
Yeah.
They broke into my home. Do they have a fucking warrant?
Well, I mean, no, but they have, a bunch, everyone called 911 about you and stuff.
There's
so
no way that's
anyway.
Legal. No, I'm pissed. Fuck this guy. I'm not shaking his fucking hand. Why? I'm not going to shake the hand of some fucking cop who broke into my house. It humiliated me. And
so
it's like,
you kind of,
no, fuck him.
You kind of remember, you kind of like have that, like, you kind of think about that as you slide down the hallway. You kind of like remember that strange morning of mistrust and boxer shorts.
Ugh.
And so you get to the end of the hallway. You, leap up, land right on the toilet seat or whatever.
Immediately shitting.
Immediately. And you're kind of in a good mood, man. You're in a good mood. You've got quite the morning ahead of you. You wiggle your toes in anticipation.
Ugh.
You are being visited just for, an afternoon in Los Angeles by legendary Velveeta Room door guy, Michael Park.
Fuck yeah.
He wrote you a letter a few weeks ago, being like, and then like when you read it, you kind of read it in his voice, just being like,
oh, of course.
Aaron, it's Michael Park. I'm going to be out in La La Land. And he had like put quotes around La La Land.
Yeah. Okay.
In a few weeks, would love to get together. Anyway, talk to you later. I love you. Michael David Park. So, you're pretty psyched. He flies into to Los Angeles. He's like, Aaron, I'd love to get you some breakfast. So you guys, he goes, and I know just the place.
Okay, where's he taking me?
He takes you to this golf course.
Okay.
It's called Lanalax Golf Course number 9. And then in parentheses, number 9, dot, 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 number 9, dot, dot, dot. And it gets like smaller and smaller.
What?
Like a Beatles, it's a Beatles song.
Oh.
Anyway, so you go to Lanalax Golf Course number 9, and you guys get like, he's like, yeah, I'm grandfathered in. I'm a member.
You're a member of this Lanalax Golf.
Very exclusive golf course. Yeah, very exclusive.
How did he get in it?
His grandfather was.
He was literally grandfathered in.
Yeah, it passes from your grandfather to grandson.
So it skips a generation.
Skips a generation.
Wow.
Yeah. So his grandfather recently died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How old was he?
175.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The oldest man in recorded history.
He goes, yeah, he was one hell of a guy.
Yeah, I bet. Was he golfing up until the end?
Right up until
the end. Oh, right up till the end.
Yeah. What happened was he was on the 18th hole, the last hole, you know. It's a tough one. It's like a par 17.
It's a big number. Was it like super long or like what?
So it's
why,
not
why was it so difficult?
It's not even just the length, and the length is considerable. It's that there's like obstacles. It's almost like mini golf, where there's like trained ninjas who will actually shoot like bamboo sticks, or like darts out of bamboo sticks. You know what I mean?
Like a blowgun kind of situation.
Yeah. At the ball as it soars through the air, they'll try to knock it out and stuff like that. There's like a bunch of like clergymen there who just tell you you're going to hell, just like yell at you. It's a pretty intense hole. And so his Michael Park's grandfather, his grandfather's name was Aloysius J. Parks.
Yeah.
He was 175 years old, and he was there golfing, and he's on like the last hole. And he had he had quite the day golfing. Like his score was very, very good at that. Like it's like in the like 60s.
Okay. So he's coming in and he's looking to come in under par.
Under par, yeah, considerably, yeah. And he gets there and he kind of put like the only person who witnessed this, otherwise, you know, no one would have even known this happened, but there was what do they call it? The caddy was with him.
Yeah.
It was his kid. His name is Lawrence Arabia. And he was like the guy, Aloysius J. Park, like looked at him like as he put the ball down and like set it up, and he looks at him and he goes, you know, I love this golf course more than almost anything. And then he puts gets his like golf, you know, club ready, you know?
Yeah.
He kind of like, you know, sets up and what's that called? The backswing or whatever. He like gets that
Yeah,
up.
yeah.
And later on, Lawrence Arabia will tell people that with like the sun was like perfectly situated. The sun was like starting to go down when this happened. The
Okay.
sun had just started to like, it was just about to disappear fully. And all he saw was like in profile, just like Aloysius, this guy, this old man in a using perfect form.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's almost like a shadow was golfing, you know? You can't see anything else except just, you know, darkness. He hits the ball. It's a hole in one. Lawrence Arabia
On
goes.
this par 17, extremely long ninja obstacle, spiritual warfare hole. He hits it in one shot.
Yeah, it was the game of his life. And Lawrence goes, "Holy shit." And he turns around and he goes, "Hey, mister, you got a hole in one." But like he turns and Aloysius is like, you know, dead. Like he had fallen over and died. He died actually like as the ball was just about to go in, like it was like coming down. And he looks and he goes, "Well, I'll be goddamned." And then he's like,
And
the
then he
life leaves.
dies.
Yeah, life left him. Ball
Fuck.
goes in. Yeah. So he's kind of there as like a tribute to his grandfather. He's there to have lunch with you, and then he's gonna shoot 18, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, "Are you much of a golfer, Aaron? You want to join?"
I said, Michael, in an earlier life, I did play a lot of golf. I worked at a golf course for years. I worked at a pro shop for a while. I had some really great times there. A couple summers, I was not bad. Bogey, a little couple of strokes over, bogey golfer. But it's been a long time.
He's like, "Wow."
I don't even have clubs anymore.
He's like, "Huh." So he invites you out. It's actually kind of a long morning. Michael has never played golf before. So he shoots like a 500.
That's a miserable day. That's a day that I'm not sticking around for. I love Michael. I really do. I think he's a wonderful human being and has a lot of stories to tell. But there's no fucking way possible that I would stay with him throughout 500 strokes of golf.
Yeah.
I would not do it. That would take up my entire day. I mean, it would take up all of the available sunlight.
Yeah, you were there for like
I
14
wouldn't do
hours.
that. I wouldn't do that. There's no, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. I would not
Yeah.
do that.
But you do.
At some point,
So
I would go, Michael, I can't, I'm sorry, I can't be here all day. I really apologize, but
yeah.
I'm gonna go. When we're like a
So
few hours in and it's gonna be obvious that this is an all day affair, I'm getting the fuck out of there.
By hour 14, you're like,
I'm
"I
not doing
this
that,
can't
Pat.
happen." So
That's an
you leave.
unreasonable expectation. That's unreasonable to ask somebody to do that.
You go home. You're kind of like annoyed because you're
Yeah, I'm
like,
really fucking annoyed. This is bullshit. There's no way you should do that. That's like not the etiquette of a good person. That's not the kind of person Michael Park is. I would be so fucking mad.
yeah.
I wouldn't do that. There are very few people that I would do that with, and Michael Park is not one of them. That's just not a slight.
Yeah. So after 14 hours there, you're
Are you
annoyed. You
fucking
go
kidding
home.
me? Yeah, I'm really fucking annoyed.
You go home. You make yourself a you're like kind of tired. So all you do, you just have like some like fruity a bowl of Fruity Pebbles before you go to bed.
Oh, that's a great idea. Just have a big
Yeah.
fucking bowl of Fruity Pebbles right before bed.
You
After my 14-hour day of golf with Michael Park.
hop into bed and you kind of forget that like there was all those springs in it, so it springs you up and like knocks you unconscious on
Are
like the
you
ceiling.
fucking serious? This fucking bed. Is there like a secondary market for this kind of thing? Like, could I resell this
I
and
mean,
get anything near like what I paid for it? And just take my
no.
lesson.
No. You're into it, dude. Like, even though this stuff like this happens, like, you like the fact that you have this springy, bouncy bed. You just forget sometimes, and like, especially when you're tired. So you jump up, hit your head, you're knocked out.
I fucking hate this so much.
There are no dreams. You wake up the next day, and
What?
you're like, all right, whatever. You do the whole thing. You bounce out of bed. Do the whole knee slide thing. Take a big dump. Later that day, you open the front door to go outside to like go get something to eat or whatever. And on the front stoop or whatever is like a thing of like golf clubs with a note. Do you read
Oh
it?
man. Yeah. I read it.
Says, "Hey, Aaron. Man, I feel real terrible yesterday that you stuck around for 14 hours. I kept saying you could leave whenever you wanted,
Are
but
you fucking
whatever."
kidding me?
He goes,
I'm being gaslit by Michael Park in writing.
"Anyway, as you can tell from yesterday, I don't really have much use for these golf clubs. I want you to have them. I love you, Michael David Park." So you're like, all right, you kind of like take them. Put them inside.
Yeah.
You kind of like forget that they're there. For like a week or so, you kind of get lost in other things happening in your life.
Yeah.
You're doing you're doing like stand up and stuff like that. Like you're staying busy. You have some writing
Yeah, good.
projects that you're working on. You're working on a memoir called "Endless Masturbation: A Lifetime of Jacking Off."
There's probably a reality not too far from this one where I do that, where I write that exact book.
So,
Think
about
I
a
would
week.
sooner write that book than I would spend 14 hours on a golf course with Michael Park.
So a week later, you're hanging out and like, the sound of metal,
It's a metal what? Just existing? Like what?
like a sword in the
Being
air.
unsheathed? Oh, like cutting through the whoosh of a sword cutting through the fucking air?
You hear
Yeah.
at first, you tell yourself you're imagining it. But after a while,
I don't
you
like
can like
this. I don't like where this is going one bit.
you feel a little like whoosh on the back of your neck.
Are you fucking serious?
You turn around and like the golf bag and the golf clubs and stuff are like standing right behind you.
the fuck?
What do you do?
I go, what the fuck is going on? There's the golf club. How does it stand? I mean, it has legs. So it's like the bag, like the thorax. And
Yeah,
like
pretty
the,
much. It's
it's like standing on the stand, the leg stands, and then like the
yeah, like it.
clubs are its appendages kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of.
I
You're
don't
kind of
like
like,
this.
you're like, what the fuck? And
Yeah,
then
what the fuck is this, Pat? This fucking golf bag that was a gift from my friend Michael Park just came to life and it's putting me. I'm hearing a sword through the air and it's cutting my neck.
you see that, like, the putter that's in the golf bag, it's like
Yeah.
glowing red.
With heat?
What do you do?
I fucking scream in terror and I go back inside. I scream in terror and I run back inside my home. And I call the fucking cops, I guess. I don't
Yeah.
know.
You
I'm terrified.
call
I'm moving
911.
furniture in front of the door.
Yeah. You run inside, you like jump in, like inside, you call 911. They're like 911. What's up? What's up, man?
I say, hey, this is going to
What
sound insane, but you need to
are
send the police here.
you doing?
He said, "Listen to me, asshole." I said, "You need to send the police here. I don't know how to describe this. There's a golf bag that came to life. It's on my porch. The putter is glowing red. Please send help. I'm a crazy person. Send police. I'm a crazy person. Send police. I am a danger to my own health and my own being right now. Send the fucking cops. Because either there's a golf bag about to kill me or I've lost my fucking mind. And I
So,
need somebody. I need help right away. In either scenario, you guys figure it out. I just have a
so,
fucking meltdown."
so he goes, "All right, well, I mean, you don't have to call me an asshole."
Well, don't be a fucking asshole. I'm
Click.
having a, I swear to God, Pat.
So you're kind of like, what the fuck? You look
I
up
called
and
911 back.
911, this is Aaron. How can I help you?
Hey, I don't know who I just talked to, but I was just hung up on. I'm having a medical emergency. I need help right away.
He goes, "Oh, that yeah, that must be
I don't care who
Darren."
it is. I I don't care. Just send the cops. Just
He
send
goes,
the fucking
"Absolutely, dude." He goes, "Darren's an asshole,
ambulance.
man. He makes us look bad.
Cool."
I'm
And
so
I would just
sorry.
hang up. I just hang up.
You hang up. Suddenly, like you get a text, you look down, and it says, "So sorry, dude." Parentheses, this is from Aaron.
I ignore it. I think I'm
So
losing my mind.
the golf bag is like standing in front of you, and the putter is
How?
like.
How? How? I closed the door. I put a bunch of fucking furniture in front of the door to block it. It's a golf bag. It has little mass, no skeletal structure, no musculature. How's it gonna get in anywhere?
I don't know, but it's glowing, and now you can hear like the
This
voices
fucking
of
sucks.
like a choir kind of.
This fucking sucks so bad.
What do
I
you
just
do?
run away. I just run away. I run away. I run away. I run through the house, out the back door,
Yeah.
or I try to get it to loop around and then go through the front door again. I try to trap it inside the house. I get the fuck out of there. I think I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
I go out into the street where I'm like, or like near the street where I'm very visible, and I keep an eye on the house, watching for it, and I wait for the cops to show up.
Yeah. So you just kind of freak out and you're like, "I'm running the fuck away." You
Yeah.
run out the front door. You run out and like you feel like that whoosh again on the back of your neck, and you kind of like turn around to be like to like see if it's there. And when you turn around, the cop that you called shows up and they just run you over
Jesus Christ.
and they crushes your skull.
What the fuck? Fucking God.
And you're just kind of like sitting there and like in shock, like with a crushed skull, like holy shit. And like the cop gets out of the car and like looks down at you and he's like, "Oh no." And then you die.
Jesus Christ, that fucking sucks.
You
That's so
never find
fucking
out
dumb.
what the deal is with Michael
Yeah,
Parks.
who fucking
Well,
cares? I died. Who cares? I'm dead. Fuck that. That sucks.
you should have just touched it instead of calling the cops and orchestrating your
Oh,
own demise.
no. It was a golf bag that came to life and it was cutting me. It was swinging something at me. No, I'm not gonna like befriend it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to, and you didn't, and you fucking died.
Are we done?
Yeah.